G'day, welcome to Todd's Kitchen. Marshmallows are one of those treats that everyone's tried, but would you believe that you can actually make them in your own home and make them taste better than what you buy in the shops? So join me today as we make homemade marshmallows. Okay, so to start off with, into 3/4 of a cup of warm water, I'm going to place in 2 tablespoons of unflavored gelatin. Now into a pot on medium to high heat, we're going to place in 3/4 of a cup of water. Into that we're going to put in 1 cup of sugar, then 1 cup of glucose syrup or corn syrup. Exactly the same thing, just different names. Then we're just going to keep on stirring this until all the sugar is completely dissolved. Okay, once all the sugar's dissolved and started boiling, we're going to use a candy thermometer. Now, I highly recommend that you buy one. They're very inexpensive and they work very well. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring it up to 140 degrees Celsius or 280 degrees Fahrenheit. So I'll leave that in there. We'll just keep an eye on that temperature. So don't touch it. Just let it boil out. Don't stir it. Whatever you do, don't stir it. Next, I've got a tray here lined with parchment or baking paper. Now, I'll just grab some icing sugar or baker sugar. We're just going to give it a very good icing just over the parchment paper. Okay, so as you can see, it's up to about 120 degrees Celsius, which is the firm ball stage. What we're going to do now is we're going to put the gelatin into the microwave for a minute, so it'll be nice and hot when we start mixing it in. Okay, so now onto a mixer bowl, we're going to place in our hot gelatin. Okay, so as you can see, it's just about the right temperature, so we're going to take it straight off. Now we're just going to slowly pour the sugar mix into the bowl. Just very slowly. Okay, so we're just going to gradually turn the speed up. Not too fast, too soon, otherwise it's going to splash everywhere. And this is really, really hot. Okay, once you've got it up to as high as you can get it, we're going to let this steep for about a good 10 minutes until we start to get soft peaks forming. Okay, so it's almost there, so I'm just going to put in about a teaspoon of vanilla essence. We can see how it's nice and thickened up. Soft peaks are forming. So we're going to work quickly, otherwise it's going to stick too much. So yeah, just quickly get it out. I'm going to scoop out as much as we possibly can out of this. And straight onto the pre-prepared tray. Okay, next just give it a very, very good dusting with some more icing sugar. Don't be afraid to put too much on, you can't. More the better. Because it's going to prevent the paper from sticking that I'm about to put on top. And what's done, got some more parchment paper, put on top. And we're going to use this to push it out. Now you make this as thick as you like or as thin as you like. I'm just going to go for a uniform thickness here. Take that off. We'll let this sit here cool down and set completely for about a good 4 hours. Okie dokie, so I've had these sitting here for about 4 hours all up, and I'll tell you what, look at this. The lovely marshmallowy goodness. Now, when it's this thin, I'm just going to use a pizza cutter. It's a much easier way to do it. Now, if you choose to make these thicker, I recommend that you use scissors. That'll make it a lot easier to cut because they will be sticky in the middle parts. So, use scissors for you can make them thicker. As you can see, it's already sticking to the pizza cutter. So cutting it through with a knife just really isn't practical. And there we have it, lovely, lovely marshmallow. Now, as a hint with these, I've actually made these thinner like this for a particular reason, so I'm using them for a recipe, which will probably be up sometime next week. The good thing about marshmallows is you can make them as thick as you like. I've made them before and they've been literally that thick. They take a bit longer to set, so you might want to leave them overnight, but you can make them as thick or as thin as you like. So either way, they work out perfectly. Okay, so once you cut up your squares, just dip the edges in some more confectionery sugar. just so they're not all sticky, and just place them on a plate. And there we have it, a plate full of yummy, yummy marshmallows. Well, these look delicious. In fact, I'm going to give one a go now. Well, yummy. That was really, really good. I don't know what it is, but homemade ones always taste better than what you buy in the shops. Now, these are delicious, and you can still roast them over a barbecue too. Thank you for watching this episode of Todd's Kitchen. Please show me some love by giving me a thumbs up, leave a comment, subscribe, and I'll see you next time for another delicious recipe.